I'm going to pull the plants and animals. I mean, sorry, Ghost House down to say goodbye to you. Thank you again for tuning into the Arts Report this week. If you want those free tickets to the Idiots Karamazov, write to arts@citr.ca and I'll hook you up with some tickets for any night you want to head out. My name is Tracy Fuller. This is the Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up next are Julie and Eric with Audio Text. I hope you have a great week, a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in, as always.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia, or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah.
Black Bull. Elvis is alive. National Examiner, August 1986. This will be the last summer we spend outside here. The one great patio bar with pool tables, a severed bull's head, and room upstairs where William and Marjorie once sold books and scraps of paper for dope, cooking one potato each day, the sun blocked out with lace curtains. I first met Steve Goof and wore all of his rings, dragon skull and silver urchins, while he chalked his cue and swept off his coat, black, lined in lurid red, matador. A skinhead, skins tattooed to his forehead, followed me out onto the street, still carrying his pitcher, offering me a handkerchief covered in someone else's blood, because your eyes are so sad. We invited Lisa's mother, who smoked sweet caporals, drank straight gin. Greg held my ankles in the high Roman fashion, my legs in Egyptian tights on his lap. He traced the sphere of the ankh, his dog panting beside us. "You're a good girl," he said, and I saw the hieroglyph on her head, a diamond. There was a cloudburst, and we stayed out in the rain without umbrellas, talking about love. Janet brushing away her black forelock, explaining, "Ecstasy, you are so beautiful, you want to kiss yourself. The summer drenching our bare legs, stretching on, and my birthday we have met to celebrate. Our impending trip to Memphis, four girls in tight tiger dresses and back-combed hair. There is some breeze, our eyes are outlined like cats, like the cat fight we will have in Kentucky. Three Leos and one Scorpio in tears. Carol Colt curled up on the back seat. Elvis used to yell, 'I walk cat-like. At the grave, we are kittenish, as if someone has died.'"
Now here's a young man who needs little introduction.
You are an imperfect being.
Where does one go to learn to do all the nasty things that he knows how to do?
Now here's a young man who needs little introduction.
You are an imperfect being.
Where does one go to learn to do all the nasty things that he knows how to do?
Now here's a young man who needs little introduction.
Is he a man? Oh,
America's ambassador to team.
You are an imperfect being, created by an imperfect being.
Is he a man? Or half a man?
It's a lie!
You are an imperfect being, created by an imperfect being.
Is he a man? Or half a man?
It's a lie!
You are an imperfect being, created by an imperfect being.
Be a man. Oh, Uncle Sam!
It's a lie!
You are an imperfect being, created by an imperfect being.
Pajama Man! Oh, Happy Town!
It's a lie!
You are an imperfect being, created by an imperfect being.
Is he a man? Or half a man?
You are an imperfect being, created by an imperfect being.
Now here's a young man who needs little introduction. Now here's a young man who needs little introduction. America's ambassador to team.
He's a million-legged caterpillar, wants to live in chrysalis.
Go!
But his cocoon is just a tomb of simulated bliss.
Go!
Spiritual evolution is solution, gotta live in here and now.
Go!
But his perception is self-deception of a fear behind the shroud.
Go!
I feel like I'm dreaming right now.
Go!
I feel like I'm dreaming right now.
Go!
I feel like I'm dreaming right now.
Nothing to lose, nothing to hide. Don't choke on secrets all your life. Fuck the rules and fuck the fools who say don't say what's on your mind. Have the courage, live the truth. You are complete all by yourself. The purest love, the deepest soul, the source of your own will. But when no means yes, and yes means no, and somewhere in between, it grabs a hold and won't let go, and makes you feel obscene. So you cut yourself, you drug yourself, you try to get to numb. You push away, you hide away, you run and run and run. You run and run and run. How much hate, unfairly projected? How much love, unjustly rejected? So sadly inflicted. How far away from God did you think you could get? How far away from God did you think you could get? How far away from God did you think you could get? Invade your brain and feel the pain. Clean to the other side. There's violence in the silence when your soul you try to hide. Put your foot in mouth, your heart on sleeve, begin the spilling of your blood. Deaf a fauna, celebrate. Addicted to this drug.
Where does one go to learn to do all the nasty things that he knows how to do?
R.C. Wislowski with A Man or Half a Man from his CD Macaca Fuscata Autodidact. R.C. is, his bio says, he's been a clown mouth full of baloney in the Vancouver poetry scene since 1998. As a performer, R.C. is a 5-time member of the Vancouver Poetry Slam team and has performed at festivals across Canada, including the Calgary International Poetry Festival, the Winnipeg Writers Festival, the Saskatchewan Festival of Words. He has a lot of stuff under his belt. He's a great poet, really nice guy too, so I thought I'd play that track from him. We have a great show coming up for you today. In case you're confused, you're listening to Audio Text, your Canadian writing show on CITR 101.9. I'm Julie Peters, and I'm trying to bring you some of the best new Canadian poetry and storytelling that's out there right now, and to break through the myth that Canadian literature is all about sexual repression and dying at the top of a mountain. There's some really interesting stuff up there too. And yeah. So before we get to some of the recordings that I have for today, I have some listings for you to let you know what's going on around the city in terms of literature these days. Today is Wednesday, March 18th. At 7 p.m. tonight, right here at UBC in Graham House Green College, Karen Solly and Ray Sue are doing a reading for free. Karen Solly, and I don't know Ray Sue very well, but Karen Solly's a really awesome writer. I'm sure Ray is too. It's a good thing to just check out some poetry you might not be familiar with. And it's a free reading, so check that out. It's 6201 Cecil Green Park Road, right here at UBC. Also happening tonight at Café Montmartre, which is 4362 Main Street, there is a Writers in the Round, which happens, I think, once a month. It's hosted by Karen Polsky, and it's only $2, so you can go and check that out as well if you're up on Main. Tomorrow, Thursday, March 19th, at 11:30 until 1 p.m. at Capilano University, which is 2055 Purcell Way, Finder Dulai, who is the author of Ragas from the Periphery, is going to be reading at Capilano University's Open Text Series. Also Thursday, March 19th, it's tough because these things happen on the same day and you have to kind of be in two places at once to see everything you want to see. But at the Vancouver Public Library in the Alice McKay Room at 7:30, Erica Ritter, who's a novelist, playwright, essayist, and radio broadcaster, reads from her new book, The Dog by the Cradle and The Serpent Beneath. So you can go check that out if you're, you can be in North Van in the morning and Vancouver in the evening and see them both. Happening this Friday, there are two events as well, but they happen to be going on at the same place, so you can actually do them both for only $5. At Café du Soleil, there is Friday Night Words, which is featuring Jack McCarthy. That's going to be hosted by Sean McGarrigle, and the CBC Poetry Face-Off is also happening starting at 7 p.m., so you come for the Face-Off and stay for Friday Night Words. The Poetry Face-Off is going to be featuring Tanya Evanson, Chris Gilpin, Relevant, Duncan Shields, and Lucia Mish. Some of those guys I think you've probably heard on this show before. It'll be a really interesting night to check out, and a lot of poetry in one spot. So Café du Soleil, Commercial and Fifth, that's Friday, March 20th. Also, Saturday, March 21st, in the afternoon, 3 to 4:30, at the Alliance for Art and Culture, which is 938 Howe Street, there's going to be a writing workshop for $25 that's called From Inside Out in Any Language, and that's going to be with Dina Sumter Freetag. So if you want to work on your own writing a little bit with some other people from the community, you can go and check that out at 3 o'clock this Saturday, March 21st. As for what's coming up on our show today, I have a recording of Afua Cooper, who was featuring at the poetry event at Raw Canvas last week. I was talking about it on the show last week. She's a Jamaican-born Canadian historian and dub poet. She grew up in Jamaica and came to Toronto in 1980. She has a PhD in African-Canadian history and has specializes in slavery and abolition. What else? She has expertise in women's history and New France studies. In 2007, she served as the coordinator and advisor to the Ontario Bicentenary of the Abolition of the British Slave Trade Initiative for the Government of Ontario, and she's right now the Ruth Wynn Woodward Endowed Chair in the Women's Studies Department at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia. So she also has a really amazing website. If you like what you hear, you can check it out at afuacooper.com. That's A-F-U-A. And also stay tuned to the show, because I'm hoping to get an interview with her sometime soon so we can talk a bit more about her poetry. This is just a short taste. So this is from her feature last week at Raw Canvas. It's called Africa Wailing.
This one is called it's called Africa Wailing. And it's a tribute to art, to poetry, to music, to reggae music, to dancehall, to culture. It's also a remembrance of the slave trade that peopled the Americas. Stereo Prophet threw down at Bathurst and Bloor. And the DJ ball out, yes, crowd of people, me say, me love you now. Stereo Prophet threw down in a downtown at Tequila as 300 sing as one. Sing along with the DJ and the singer, with Sanchez and Sizzler and June Lodge and Coco T and Tony Rebel. Me love you like fresh vegetable. And Africa Wailing as Toronto get hot and black people dance communally. Heads up, backs arched, eyes watching a faraway scene, hands box in the air, and feet and hip move in a kumina, in a naya bingi, as 300 people dance together as one. And the woman with her man rent a tile, love sweet like the waters of the Blue Nile, body love for a while, rubber dub in a different style. And the man with the hangle connect with the triangle as the DJ leap in the air a tootsie dancer, and fire from the burning spear lick him in him head, and him grab a second mic, hold both of them I'm mouth, and him and garnet silk start to chant it out. Hello, 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 Mama Africa, how are you? I'm feeling fine, and I hope you're fine too. Africa wheeling as woman in red, green, and gold weave, and man with locks down to him feet. We all hold hands as we embark on this journey. with Freddy in a big ship, and Marcia is trotting us to Mount Zion for a healing and baptism, and we love each other, and we're gentle with each other as we continue this journey, weak and tattered, cold and afraid. Lady Saw is embarking as Oshun, Burning Spear, the griot from Kangaba. Do you remember the days of slavery? Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember the days of slavery? Rita Marley, an exiled priestess from Kumasi, will start a new world religion. And Africa still wailing, and we still bawling, and we still trotting. No jobs here in a Babylon. It's just pure batteration. Our men led like sheep in prison, and our sons lost on these white shores, and we still wandering in the triangle. Woman in red, green, and gold weave, man with locks down to them feet, women in shiny, shiny clothes tight like Ross, and men in basic block with enough bling bling, confess our love to each other as we sing with the DJ and the singer, songs etched in our memory, songs etched at the tip of our tongue, songs like, when I meet you around the corner, you make me feel like a sweepstake winner, and Africa still wheeling, and we still bawling, and we still dancing, and we look down the road and see two piece scare Park, ready for chaos, chain pan we again, chain round with hand, chain round with neck, chain round with foot, and we fling some lyrical stone in a Babylon bone, while Africa is still wailing, 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 wail on. Thank you.
Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15th.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
Coming up next, right here on Audio Text, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm going to be playing a recording from Sasha Langford. She was one of the competitors at the Sisterhood Slam just a couple of weeks ago over at Café du Soleil, and she was the evening's winner, which was no surprise because she has won a lot of different Poetry Slam events. She recently won the Vancouver's Women of the World Poetry Slam playoff, which means she's now going to represent the Vancouver Poetry Slam at the WOW-PS Poetry Slam Tournament in Detroit, Michigan, this month in March. She has been selected to be one of the five poets representing Vancouver in the 2008 CBC Poetry Face-Off. She's done a ton of other stuff. She's featured at events. She's at the Tongues of Fire in Victoria, the Maple Ridge Poetry Slam. She's done a ton. She's the current Vancouver Erotica Slam champion as well. And she's only 19. She's 19 years old, and she's already has so much of this stuff done. She's a brilliant poet. There's a reason she won. Not the competition is the important thing, of course, but I thought I'd give you a taste of what Sasha is putting down. So I'm not sure of the title of this piece, actually, but this was Sasha a couple of weeks ago at the Sisterhood Slam.
I told you I wanted to make change. So we leave our national securities at the door. Forget our Dow Jones of the day and step in together closer than a 2000 U.S. election Democrat victory. I want to hold you like a welfare check. So we unbutton imperialism off our bodies and snuggle under a trade union with your public-funded skin warm as pacifism against mine. And I know what I voted for. Stretch my limbs the width of freedom. Read the book between my covers, folding over the corners of my skin to remind yourself of the places you want to return to. Taste my equality. Suck on my justice till I turn to culture jam. Tickle my picket line and hug my voice with your tongue. Let me be the symphony of a freed prisoner. Let me be the lullaby sung to a mass murderer. Ad bust my body till I come up with an idea for the next. In yours. Soon, we'll have to slip back into our respective oppressions. But first, I want to lie here just a few more moments. Your breath collapsing onto my cheek like a compliment.
Sasha Langford. If you like that, you can check her out on MySpace and see what she's got coming up next. Next on the show, I'm going to be reading a little bit of poetry, as I do every week. This week, I've selected Lynn Crosby. She's a Toronto poet. She's actually from Montreal, but spent a lot of time in Toronto. And lately, I've been really into this thing about, you know, strong, powerful women who are not afraid to say what they want to say. And Lynn Crosby, for me, really exemplifies that. She's a pretty controversial poet sometimes. She writes about things that are kind of unsavory. She has a whole book about Paul Bernardo, which is a pretty tough read, for sure. But she's amazing. She's incredibly smart, and she's written some beautiful poetry. And as it happens, the piece that I'm going to be reading from today, it's called Alphabet City, and it's a long poem. And it's 27 different pieces. It's one for each letter of the alphabet and then an ampersand. And it basically goes over her experiences in Toronto in a really personal, confessional kind of way. And it's interesting because what she kind of wanted to do was create a Toronto of the imagination that was different from the Toronto that we often see in movies and TV that is pretending to be Chicago or New York. She wants to give a Toronto that really exists, a Toronto of her personality. And it's sort of an underground Toronto, too. It's not even the Toronto that you hear about that people are complaining about all the time around here. So it's a really interesting one. I only have time for a few pieces. And just for a little bit more background about who Lynn Crosby actually is, she's a cultural critic. She's written several books of poetry, including Miss Pamela's Mercy, Villanelle, Pearl, and a collection of new and selected work, which is called Queen Rat. That's the piece that I'm going to be reading from today. Pearl was shortlisted for the Pat Lowther Award. And she currently teaches at the Ontario College of Art and Design at the University of Toronto. She's also a columnist for the Globe and Mail, so you might have seen her there before. And she wrote her PhD on Anne Sexton. Paul's Case is the name of the book about Paul Bernardo. I wouldn't necessarily recommend picking it up, but it's out there. And this is the work that I wrote my honors thesis on when I was an undergrad at McGill. So here's just a few of those, some of my favorites. The first one's called Kensington Market, summer 1987. The market this night is deserted. After three feral cats comb for fish heads, diablerie mists rising from sewer gratings, the moon through scaffolding crescented. There is the sound of breaking glass. Carol and I see clothes drift from a window, inspirited ghosts. A junkie is tossing his girlfriend's dresses, black, edged, in jessamine and picotee. He knocks her down and hammers her face, her hair in his hands, his fingers signeted with spiked rings. She twists and cries. When we call out, he pivots with cruel celerity. Leave her alone. Slowly we approach him. He says, "You're in the wrong neighborhood, pussy." And advances, mouth arched in hatred, tendon-cut arms taut, sick with dread. I stare him down. We gather her things, barrettes and beads, a little purse, chenille bedspread, and look at her. The girl's face is diamonded with bruises, green and purple nebulae. She shakes, her thin body an atlas, the street's colors, shapes in relief and faceted. Points of light shine from her elbows, ankles, her back reveals sharp vertebrae, like cat's teeth tearing rotting flesh to subsist. She turns to him, slight honeybee, to recover the sweetness, the sting, droning that they are overfed with opiates she knows are tender, hard, familiar with this alchemy. She holds his sleeve and kisses him. Carol and I turn, empty our hands. Our shadows follow, disquieted. Western Hospital, Bathurst and Dundas, 1989. When things decay, it's not a sign of something gone wrong, not in nature's grand scheme of things. It's a sign that nature is reclaiming energy and materials that seem to be no longer needed by higher organisms. Boyce Rensberger. Some things I remember I would like to forget. Blood soaks the inside of his thighs, 3 a.m., the way the street always looks at this hour on this ride. The arc of Bathurst opening into emergency, inert ambulance waiting to sleep. Then he is staggering through the corridor while I confiscate syringe, tie, and spoon, watching his heart pulse in weak, secret spikes, how he tried to die. When I was afraid, I couldn't sleep. I would say, "I'm thinking you're going to die." "I won't. Everything's all right. Our hands linked. Sleep through this another time. Going under the doctor asked me to count backwards, like you can recover this. Bitch. Murderer." Drawers filled with plastic bracelets. Unusual bleeding. I want to forget this and more. The mist that descends each time I make this trip, moving through vapor and blank space, walking the floor, expecting morning. Extraordinaire. 722 Queen Street West, 1994 to 96. I have never had a hairdresser before, but things come to this. Hand-carved crosses, piercings, face slaps, lip liner. He fits my hair with extensions, someone else's hair. Twice now I wear this stranger's remains. My head scraped raw with sutures, I sleep on my face. Some fall out, I am falling apart. "You look like a mermaid," Sukyan says to me when she sings to me. He tells me about an associate, Ray, who almost died from fluorocarbons, his aurora of hairspray, and leaves me under the dryer while I think about glamour. How angry I have been, lethal shoes, talons, corsets, you gotta move on if you want to see glory, train, train. That glamour may be something else, walking slowly and painfully so there are no mistakes. The discomfort, the drag of effacing yourself, the sublimation of recovering the grotesque. I wonder at the hair of the skeleton in museum glass, pulling a comb through my own tangled memento mori. I fought with my hairdresser once, viciously. "Pretend I'm dead," I told him and slammed down the phone. Before we made up and since, I think this is the most glamorous thing I have ever done. His clips clattering to the floor, the nerve of that woman, my hair alight as I turn in an outrage, switching beauty's tail to get moving. So that was Lynn Crosby from her book Queen Rat, published by Anansi Press. I hope you enjoyed the show today and all of the things that I had to play for you. If you have any comments about it, any questions, any requests too, I take requests for Canadian writing, please do get in contact with me at audiotechcitr at gmail.com. I'm Julie Peters. Thanks so much for listening. Next up is Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
Music waste.
T-shirts.
Well-mannered cardigans.
Pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan Prince or Rajasthan Colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, UBC Campus Radio, and the show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, but tonight Anita is away. I think she's out of town, so I'm your host.